Edith Dorothea Wilensky was born in Linz on March 24, 1905. Her father was a well-known opera singer who was also a member of the Linzer Landestheater for many years. Her mother, Anna Wilensky, worked as a journalist for the Tagblatt in cultural and theater reporting. Wilensky attended elementary school and the Girls' Lyceum in Linz. Subsequently, she received a thorough ballet education. As the daughter of a Jewish family, Edith Wilensky was also active in the Linz religious community. Early on, she set up her own dance ensemble in Linz. At the Bruckner Conservatory, the forerunner of today's Anton Bruckner University, Wilensky worked for a time as a repetiteur for violin and voice. After Austria's connection to the National Socialist German Reich, Edith Wilensky, like almost all Linz Jews, was subjected to restrictions and persecution. She had to close her dance school, and together with her mother, she sold her property from October 1938. Probably in February 1939, she and her mother had to move to one of the collective apartments in Vienna. From Vienna, both women managed to emigrate to Great Britain in the summer of the same year. There, they earned their living with various jobs as housekeepers or cooks. It was not until the following years that Edith Wilensky succeeded in opening a dance school again. As in Linz, she also offered musical lessons. After the end of the Second World War, there was contact again between her and acquaintances from Linz. However, due to the experiences of the expulsion, she did not want to return to Austria. Edith Wilensky died in 1976. Edith Wilensky was formative in her time for the Linz dance culture. In her dance school, she taught modern dance as well as social and folk dances. Through her mother's friendship with Hedda Wagner, Edith Wilensky participated in performances of Wagner's works, and there is also evidence of Wagner's compositions for Wilensky's performances. In 2014, the Wilensky Weg in Linz was named after her.